Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Pneumaticox. I'm your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning we are going to be developing part two of conquering the passionate desire to cheat in your relationship or to cheat in one's relationship. Our perspective is derived from the biblical document, and so I'm going to begin reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 13. Foods for the belly or for the stomach, and the stomach for foods, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know you not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, he saith, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Chapter 7, verse 1. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. For the wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. These verses are very clear with regard to the biblical view of what is called fornication. In the Greek, it is porneias, and from which we get our word pornography, porneias. In chapter 6, Paul elaborates for the believers at Corinth a very important subject with regard to their new life. Paul wanted the believers at Corinth to understand that now that they belong to Christ and they have experienced God's redemptive power through the living Christ, their lives are now new. And not only did they bring their heart, but also their body, that is, their salvation point, the soul saved, and the body becomes a different vessel. The body becomes sanctified, that is, set apart unto God. In chapter 6, verse 9, Paul writes, "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified, that is, made right before God through the redemptive work of Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." This is why the term church in the Greek is ekklesia, which means a called out group of individuals who have experienced God's salvation. Then Paul goes on and he teaches the sanctification, he teaches about the sanctification of the body, beginning in verse 13. He says, "The body is not for fornication." That is, pornea. "But for the Lord." This type of self-abuse is not to be a part of the behavior of the believing one. Now, some persons may have a knee-jerk reaction to what may be termed the finality and the poignancy of Paul's words. But let me tell you, having been a pastoral counselor for many years and having heard the story of persons who have been engaged in multiple relationships and the suffering behind this type of behavior, one can appreciate what Paul is saying here. God's redemption is for the whole person. And God wants the separation to be there from relationships, from behavior, and from activity that is indeed not glorifying to God and not honoring to the individual. God wants our lives to be cleaned up. Now, it may not be unfamiliar to you to hear stories from friends or relatives, whatever, who still are caught in the past over relationships that really may have a time distance, but the individual is still right there in the past with an old relationship because the connection is still there for the individual, that spiritual connection that took place. That joining that took place is still there. And so it is indeed difficult for individuals to move on when many of these things have taken place. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of determined effort to be clear and to become released as it were, are from the past with regard to these relationships. And notice what Paul says, what happens. First of all, he says in verse 15, know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Know you not that that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? Now, in other words, Paul is teaching about what it means to have an illicit relationship or a relationship, a physical relationship that is outside of the will of God. What is interesting is that the physical relationship is more than a physical relationship. Notice what happens. Shall I, verse 16, what? Know you not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? And then Paul goes back to the to Genesis chapter 2, which I spoke about yesterday, and the original marriage, the original intent of the joining of the Adam and Isha. Both were called Adam, or man, and the child was called the womb man, or shortened to woman. And the term with regard to a male and female, the word there for female meant that which is perforated, or in other words, talking about the fact that she is so designed that coupling can take place between she and her each, that is, the man. So notice for 2, verse 16, he saith, shall be one flesh. And then he goes on in verse 17 and says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Notice the levels of relationship and the interrelationship that go on and how God has so set our relationships in appropriate perspective for us. Verse 18, flee fornication, or run away from the pornean. Run away. Now, if you remember in the book of Genesis, when Joseph worked in the house of Potiphar's wife, on several occasions attempted to seduce him. She was actually sexually harassing Joseph. And it became really bad for Joseph. At one point, she waited opportunistically for the servants to be away and her husband to be away, and she came to Joseph again, and she asked him to come lay with her, and that he would not, because Potiphar had given everything to him except, of course, his wife, and Joseph would not cross that boundary. The word trespass means to overstep a divinely given boundary. And Joseph would not do that. He would not open that door in his life. Indeed, there are some doors that should never be opened, and Joseph did not do it. It is interesting that when persons seek to overstep or trespass or to overstep a divinely given boundary, deception must take place. And the first casualty in deception is the self. Self-deception, or the deliberately lying to oneself, believing that somehow what is going to take place is going to be a benefit. Well, interestingly, in the book of Hebrews, we read that there is pleasure in sin for a season. But when that season of pleasure is over, the consequences begin to race back upon the inappropriate action that was taken by the individual. And then incredible suffering takes place. And so do not take the bait that is being offered. I know that this culture works exceedingly hard to weaken resistance and to break down the person so that he or she will give in to impulses. The most basic baser instinct, as it were. I want to read to you from the book of James. And in James chapter 1, one reads, James chapter 1, beginning at verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. The Greek word there, the Greek words are idios, epithumios, and entice. So some very important picture, a very important picture is given to us by James. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, and that word there means to seize or to arrest, means to capture, it bringeth forth sin, or hamartia. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Now, I know some of these words may be hard to hear, but I've seen people on the other side of the decision to trespass and to open that door to their lives, and to trespass that boundary that Joseph would not, to overstep that boundary, that divinely given limit. Yes? And when one is with others who are equally doing the same thing, one continues to give oneself an excuse to continue on in this behavior. And it is indeed the road to ruination. There is even one story of a young man who could not even, after he had left that past life of partying, and he found a young woman to marry, and he found it very difficult to have an intimate, close relationship with his wife, because all of the persons with whom he had been in the past would flood his mind. And what is interesting about marriage is that it takes a great deal of concentration to be a lover of one's wife and to love, to create, build intimacy. It's a creative process, and that unfolds over time as one matures. But this man had a hellish world going on in his soul that proved to be a great barrier for him, and that proved to be a great struggle for him. So I want this show to reach those who have not yet crossed that barrier. Let me say this morning to you, don't do it. And you don't have to give a reason to the other party about why you have chosen not to go down that road. But you don't want yourself despoiled, and if you have a relationship that is precious to you and you may be facing some problems, don't create a wound that will create a further trauma and damage to your relationship. Get appropriate help. Run to those who can help you, not to someone who will further traumatize your life and the life of your spouse. Get appropriate help. And if you're a believing one, you know you should go to God. But get appropriate help for your situation, so that you will not cross that boundary. You don't have to go there. Please notice the language in verse 14, but every man is tempted when he... Here, the word tempted means solicitation to evil. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away, notice the word, drawn away of his own lust, or apathumias, which means all types of lust, and enticed. And then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And the word sin, harmatia, means missing the mark, the divinely given mark for one's life. Sin is defined as any lack of conformity to the character of God, whether it be an act, disposition, or state. And so, with that in mind, it is important that we look to Joseph as a model. We are to flee fornication. And Paul writes, flee fornication, or the porneias. Flee. Run away from it. And the reason why we have the picture of Joseph given to us in the Old Testament, and the reason why in 1 Corinthians 6 Paul says, flee fornication, because what lies down the road is nothing but ruin and misery. God has a plan for your life. Now, there's a certain writer, a psychotherapist, who talks about the necessary pain of life, that which is necessary for growth and maturity. And then he talks about unnecessary pain. This would be, to overstep the divinely given boundary, would be unnecessary pain. One has the will to walk away. Be careful of seductive words, seductive acts, seductive language, Be careful of flirting, the flirtatious ones. Be careful of being entrapped. Be careful of entrapment. Be careful of those who opportunistically seek to manipulate you into behavior that is not honoring to God. And I'm speaking to both males and females. Be careful. Be aware of those wolves in sheep's clothing who desire to drag you away from God's will for your life. If your life is pure and holy and sanctified, and these persons want to drag you away from that, you know in your soul that this is not of God, it is of the enemy. And so, hence, conquering the passionate temptation to cheat in your relationship. There are many passages, many other passages in the Bible that address this for us, and I'm going to turn now to this thing for us, to Proverbs chapter 4, which reads, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. It is guard and watch over your heart. That is, guard your heart with all diligence and make your heart a place of confinement." The word is very strong. It means prison. Now, why would the Bible use such language? Well, in Genesis 2, the man was told to guard the park. That is, Gan Eden. He was told to guard. And when we get to Genesis 3, we see why. Because in Genesis 3, the first verses of that chapter, we come in on a conversation that had been going on. And the Nekash, the Shining One, enters into the home of the Adam. And he begins a conversation, a very destructive conversation with the Isha that seduces her into believing a lie. We must guard our hearts, ladies and gentlemen. We must guard our hearts. We must teach our young ones to guard their hearts in order to avoid an incredible amount of misery and heartbreak. God has planned for our lives, and God wants us to be free. Now, there is a way to be free and to get free of that which has hurt for the individual who has been wounded by an affair or who has been wounded by cheating. But again, let me say, it takes a lot of work, and there is a lot of guilt that accompany this type of behavior. There is forgiveness in God, but then there are the consequences that deal with and this takes place. Let me say this morning that there is hope for you. There is hope because there is Christ. There is a living Christ. Please protect yourself in these days. Guard your heart and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Flee fornication. Get away from that temptation. God will make a way. If you feel there is no way or you feel that you are weak or unable to say no, God knows that. Ask the Lord to help you, to bless you, and give you the power that you need in order to resist this type of rich, switching right now.